This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Cadet. The National Endowment for the Humanities was founded in 1965 by Congress. And in the founding document, lawmakers wrote, and this is a quote, "Democracy demands wisdom and vision from its citizens." So today, there are 56 humanities councils around the country, including right here in Idaho. And joining us live today to tell us more about the council is Executive Director David Pettyjohn. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
And we should note a quick disclosure. The Idaho Humanities Council, a lot to say in one day, is a sponsor of Boise State Public Radio.
Yes.
So, David, first, tell us about the council.
Yeah.
Like, how long has it been in existence, and it's, I'm assuming, evolved over the years.
Absolutely. We were founded in 1973, so we're actually coming up on our 50th
so you're almost anniversary. 50.
We are, personally and soon to be professionally. So we are a state-based organization. Our mission is pretty simple, and that is to deepen the public's understanding of the human experience by connecting people with ideas. I was kind of listening to some of the previous guests out mm-hmm. there, and I was thinking, you know, some of this could be a humanities program. It's just an opportunity for people to learn new perspectives, you know, an opportunity to gather and really kind of understand one another. And we do that in a variety of ways. Mm-hmm. We have a Smithsonian exhibit that we bring. It's actually currently up in Moscow right now. It's called Crossroads, Change in Rural America. It's really focused on rural communities, this program. We have grants that we give to quite a few organizations. We have a speakers bureau. We also work with the Idaho Commission for Libraries on Let's Talk About It. I heard, you know,
right.
previously important.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a reading and discussion program. And we work throughout the entire state.
So talk about the grant system,
yeah.
because this is one of the ways that the public interacts with the council, actually,
right.
is the
right.
grant program.
Yeah, yeah. So we are pretty fortunate in the fact that we have the opportunity for cultural organizations to apply to us. We realize that communities have great ideas for humanities-based programming, and we can provide mm-hmm. the funding. So we, you know, we award probably about $100,000 a year to communities all over the state. And it's a variety of programs.
We might
have exhibits. I know that, you know, we might fund, there's one with the Nez Perce tribe where they are teaching preschoolers how to continue the language.
Oh, wow.
So just a variety of topics.
And so I'm sure sometimes you must get some of these grant applications. And are you a little surprisingly blown away by what these communities want to do?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I know that Idaho communities out there, I mean, they have this thirst. They have this desire to have these opportunities to learn. It's really about lifelong learning, and it's all throughout the state. And I will say, yeah, sometimes I open up and I'm like, that's a really great idea.
Yeah.
And so there you
and
go.
And why didn't I think of it?
That's right.
You know, but
exactly.
let's be honest, though. Not everybody is in favor of public money being spent this
right.
way.
Right.
And we know that the Trump administration has actually recommended
yeah.
that the National Endowment for the Humanities be eliminated.
Yes.
So why is this work so important?
Well, the work is absolutely critical because I think, like you stated in the introduction, democracy demands wisdom. In order to participate, you have to have access to this knowledge. And I do want to point out that although the Trump administration has said that the NEH, we have our absolute biggest champion here in Idaho. Congressman Mike Simpson is one of the biggest supporters of the public dollars being used for the humanities. It's interesting. Every state humanities council knows his name.
Really?
Yes, because he is out there fighting for us and realizing that the humanities are critical
right.
for not, you know, for Idahoans to understand each other better. We're coming up on an election year. And one of the things that we really promote is civility, you know, an opportunity to engage with people from a different perspective in a respectful way.
We're talking with David Pettyjohn. He is with the Idaho Humanities Council. Another big part
yeah.
of the work that you do, and you mentioned this, these annual lectures.
Yes.
Now, you've got one coming up in Boise next week, and this will feature poet Richard Blanco. Now, some people might be like, who's that? Well, he's probably best known for being an inaugural poet in 2013.
Yes.
And we want to play a clip of his recitation of his poem from President Obama's second inauguration.
Great.
One sun rose on us today. kindled over our shores, peeking over the Smokies, greeting the faces of the Great Lakes, spreading a simple truth across the Great Plains, then charging across the Rockies. One light, waking up rooftops, under each one a story, told by our silent gestures moving across windows. My face, your face, millions of faces in morning's mirrors, each one yawning to life, crescendoing into our day. The pencil yellow school buses, the rhythm of traffic lights, fruit stands, apples, limes, and oranges arrayed like rainbows, begging our praise. Silver trucks heavy with oil or paper, bricks or milk, teeming over highways alongside us on our way to clean tables, read ledgers, or save lives, to teach geometry or ring up groceries, as my mother did for 20 years, so I could write this poem for all of us today.
And that was poet Richard Blanco. That was during President Obama's second inauguration. So tell me about this event.
For 23 years, we have been bringing some of the leading voices in history, literature, to Boise for our annual Distinguished Humanities Lecture. And this year, the gentleman you just heard will be joining us on September the 19th. This is really a wonderful opportunity for Boiseans to and the surrounding area to come and hear from him. And it's really what he's talking about. He has a new book out. It's called To Love a Country, and it's kind of his latest poems. And so the title of his talk is To Love a Country, Diversity, Identity, and Place. So
what's interesting about that, too, is that as much as we are a mobile society right. these days, not everyone can travel everywhere all
Absolutely.
Of the time.
Right.
So that goes back to this idea of wisdom, of learning.
Right.
And being able to have these conversations with a poet of this caliber.
Absolutely. And that's kind of what we view our role in a lot of ways, providing these opportunities for Idahoans who may not have either the time or the economic means to go to D.C.
Right.
And see the Smithsonian. Well, they can, you know, go to Moscow or Nampa or Rexburg mm-hmm. and have a Smithsonian-designed exhibit that they are able to experience. And we are a firm believer that the humanities belong to everyone. Knowledge is critical. And, you know, we provide opportunities so every single Idahoan can have access to this knowledge.
Well, thank you so much for coming in
Oh,
today.
Thank you for having
me. And talking
me.
To us about what you do and the importance
thank
of it.
Thank you. And one quick thing.
Yes.
Those who might be interested in attending the lecture, they can go to idahohumanities.org.
Perfect. So you still have tickets available.
Yes, we do.
Okay, good thing. We have been talking with David Pettyjohn of the Idaho Humanities Council. Again, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. My producers are Samantha Wright and Frankie Barnhill. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. Our social media intern is Ethan Weber. Our program associate is Norm Gunning, and our theme music, written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. It is Thursday. It's a pretty nice day out there. Go out there and enjoy it. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.